Luisa Tipanil-Pattaya is with us again. We've spoken before, but yesterday, New Zealand time, we found out about glorious business. So, hey, Luisa, how you doing? Welcome back.
Good morning, yes.
What's glorious about business in your world, Luisa?
Okay, yeah. So it's a new business. My sister and I just started. It's named after our mum. Her name was Gloria. And so, it's just about living our glorious lives and helping other people to live their glorious lives. So as you know, I have been on before. I've talked about the fact that I'm a tour guide, and I have the honor and privilege of taking manuhiri who come here from all around the world, and I take them all around Aotearoa so that they get to experience our whenua, they see our beautiful maunga, our awa, the moana, and all these beautiful aspects of Aotearoa that some of us who live here sometimes take for granted. But it's also an honor for me to show them our Māori, manaakitanga, sharing manaakitanga with them, and also teaching them a little bit about us, so connecting them to us as Māori people. So I give them, te kupo tera, a Māori word a day that we learn on tour. So these are like 2-week tours where we're, every night we're in a different place, staying in different hotels and experiencing different things all around Aotearoa. So I teach them about, Māori culture, Māori history, our stories from the different regions as we travel around Aotearoa. So I love doing that. I really do. I get a lot of pleasure while I'm doing that mahi. But I also realize that I'm taking these people to places that a lot of our own people haven't been to. We go to Taipotini, the west coast of the South Island. A lot of our own people haven't been there. Our Pounamu comes from there. It's such a special place, but a lot of people, for whatever reason, they don't go down there. I take people into Fiordland, to Piopiotahi, Milford Sound, and a lot of our people haven't seen that. So the new business is continuing to show manuhiri from Tawahi all around Aotearoa, but we also want to focus on letting our local people also experience the fun things that we do with our manuhiri. So that's kind of what our focus is. So yesterday we did a live stream just to kind of let people know who we are, what we're about, what our background is, and telling them about these new glorious tours that we're going to be offering in the next couple of months. And we're going to keep it quite local, so we are proudly from South Auckland. We've been doing some research into Māori-owned businesses here in Tāmaki Makaurau, and especially in South Auckland, where we can give experiences to the manuhiri that come from overseas, but also for our own people to be like, hey, did you know that there's a Māori cafe where you can get your coffee? Come with us to this new hotel at the airport that's owned by Tainui. Let's support our own people who are trying to take care of manuhiri from overseas, but also our own local people.
I like the idea too, because as you say, there's a lot of businesses in South Auckland, for instance, that are Māori owned and proudly. And, when people come from offshore, some want to see the vistas, but others want to feel what we're about. There's a bit of intrigue, too, about contemporary Māori society. Obviously, in the past, it's been about museums and carvings, but nowadays, wanting to know about Māori in the digital science fields, what some of the modern-day challenges are, what the political climate is. Do you find that people are more interested in contemporary Māori art, for instance, as against Māori art from age old? What sort of diet exists for people curious about us?
They absolutely do. So we get people who come on long tours, and we also get, people that come off the cruise ships that are only in town for like 1 or 2 days. So we want to try and make sure that we can cater to both of those different kinds of travellers. As soon as they meet us, they're just like, oh, wow, we have a Māori guide. Like, they're so excited. And they want to know about us. What are we interested in? How can they support our communities? They want to, buy our Māori art, but they don't want to pay these extravagant prices that are being charged in, like, these souvenir shops, that are for international tourists. They want to come and they want to buy directly from the artist. They want to, you know, they want to know that the money is going directly to the artist and not with these massive markup prices. You know, they want to buy authentic Māori goods. They don't want to buy things that are made in China. So they really are all about having an authentic Māori experience. So some of the first things they ask us is, how can we eat your food? Like, what kind of food do you guys eat? And there's some really awesome chefs, Māori chefs, and people who work in the, you know, in the hospitality industry that are offering those kinds of experiences. But, you know, unless you know, you don't know. And so we're kind of like, well, we work in this industry. We know where we can take people to have authentic experiences. And so that's the kind of feedback that we get from people. And unfortunately, there isn't a lot of opportunities for that in Tāmaki Makaurau. We kind of feel like in the past we've had to take visitors down to Rotorua so that they could have the experiences because those guys are set up for it. They're such good hosts. They've got amazing, you know, opportunities down there. But sometimes people only come to Tāmaki Makaurau. So how do they get to experience and, you know, have an authentic Māori experience and interact with Māori people? They want to see our kapahaka, they want to listen to our, our waiata. They want to actually do hands-on things. So they want to, learn. We teach them how to make poi. We teach them how to do raranga, like make a putikuti out of, you know, harakeke. That kind of stuff, that hands-on stuff they love. And actually what we're hearing a lot from the guests now is they want to take some cooking classes, learning how to prepare Māori dishes. So that's the kind of things, yes, that they're definitely interested in.
Oh, well. You better take them to Toby's Seafood out here in
the... I know, right? Yeah, the Hangi Shop.
You better take them to the Hangi Shop, you know, and they'll certainly need a bad Pacific shirt from Otahuhu, but there's always, there's always, there's so many neat things, and some of them don't cost, so, and picking pippies or something, some watercress, I mean, simple things, you know, a lot of people love it, but...
It's things that we take for granted,
But it's the kōrero, eh? So the host, the guide, and the manaaki you show, that's really where the guide